Want more Cliffo and Gabby?
Download the Hit app. This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.
The Notre Dame is up in flames at the moment, making headlines around the world. Absolutely devastating footage that we've seen so far. There's actually a couple of people there that we know, though, and Michaela's on the line, 13, 12, 16. How are you going, Michaela? Are you out the front of the Notre Dame at the moment?
We've actually moved away a bit now because it's sort of settled down, and it didn't really feel right to be standing there, like, because it was such a big thing to happen, and, like, obviously all the locals and everything are all there, and it was such, like, a community feel, like, so we still in the area, but we've just sort of moved away a little bit, yeah.
What's the feel like at the moment in Paris? How is everybody? Is it sort of, yeah, it seems really sad just looking at the images on TV, but what's it like being there on the ground?
Yeah, it is very sad. It's very, like, empty at the moment. Like, everyone's just in sorrow. Like, all the restaurants and stuff, it's a very different vibe to what you would normally expect. It's, yeah, it's a very sad sort of feeling.
Are you just in Paris visiting at the moment?
I'm actually studying in Milan and we're just visiting for the week. So, yeah, so visiting Paris for the week.
So had you visited the Notre Dame before this happened?
No, but we were actually on our way when it all went down. So we were on the other side of the river and we were about to cross and we saw some smoke and we weren't sure that that's where it was coming from. And then, yeah, we noticed and everything and that was going to be the big moment to see it and, yeah, not a thing anymore, not a possibility.
Oh, that's devastating.
Yeah. Well, Michaela, thank you for taking a bit of time to chat to us. And thoughts with you and everyone over there, just devastating scenes out of Paris with the Notre Dame up in flames. But thanks for taking the time for a quick chat.
No worries at all.
Hit Breakfast
with Cliffo and Gabby.
Gabby, I love a good wildlife story, a saviour of wildlife.
Yeah.
If you will. Have you heard about this South Australian sheep called Joey?
No.
Oh, his name's Joey. He's a special breed of sheep. The reason he's making news is because he's known as a unicorn sheep.
So he just has one horn?
Yeah, he has.
Straight out the middle.
He has a horn right
up
top.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's cool, eh? I don't know why.
Cover him in glitter and he would be quite the spectacle.
Nah, Joey's not about the glitter. Oh. He's a tough, rough and tumble type sheep unicorn. But Joey the sheep, he was going to be heading to the slaughterhouse, which is something so rare.
Why would you send a sheep a corn to the slaughterhouse?
I don't know. It's a mythical beast you want to hold on to. But he's been saved. Don't stress. He has been saved by a man, a South Australian man, who has come in and offered the farmer who's going to send him to the slaughterhouse 2 cases of beer.
That's it.
Yep.
That's all it takes to get yourself a sheep of corn.
Yep. He said, I'll throw you 2 slabs. Give me the sheep of corn, Joey. And they agreed to it.
That's amazing. Because, you know, you see petting zoos everywhere where there are sheep, there's farm animals for kids to pat. Obviously, a sheep of corn might be a little too dangerous around children, but it'd be great to look at. You could make a lot of money off this.
Yeah, I think you could.
For 2 cases of beer, he could be a millionaire in 5 years' time.
He could have 5 cases of beer in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Easy out. But I love the fact that this sheep of corn has been rescued by 2 cases of beer.
Mm.
Because the old purchase of beer, I don't know if it's died off because of Gumtree and things like that, but a slab of beer is used as a currency pretty often, I think.
It definitely is. Mates rates are normally talked about in cases. I actually moved house a couple of years back and my friend's dad had a trailer that I needed to borrow. I also needed to borrow him and his ute because I couldn't tow it. And it
so just needed
a case
him
of
to
beer.
Come and do work.
I needed him to move me. Yeah. I needed him to move all my furniture for me. Case of beer is all it took.
Yeah, the carton. It's simple as. Mm-hmm. I'd love to hear any other stories. So a sheep of corn has been saved and has been purchased through way of beer. So what have you purchased with a case of beer on 13, 12, 16? I'd love to hear any exciting stories of beer case purchasing.
Or if you've seen a sheep of corn, let us know.
Yeah, either way. 13, 12, 16, when have you paid for something with a carton of beer?
Big electronics store. I'm not going to say which brand it was. And I'd never actually met the bloke before. Anyway, I was told that if I wanted a sweet deal on a new TV system, that I should go in and have a chat with him. and decided to just go in there with a carton of beer under my arm. And that home TV cinema setup was the cheapest that I have ever bought.
That is genius to go in with the beer.
Did anyone question it? Like when you walked in, often electrical shops have someone on the door or nearby. Did anyone look at you and go, why have you got a carton of beer with you?
Well, I think the guys normally are checking receipts, and I don't think that they sell carton drafts. I don't think it was a problem.
I would have stopped you and taken it. Where's your receipt for that, buddy?
Hold on, sir. I'm confiscating this. Hey, Steve, mate. When have you used beer as a currency?
Look, my best mate, Robbo, I know he's listening this morning. G'day, Robbo. He broke up with his missus a couple of years back, and they had flights over to Bali sorted, but he didn't want to take her with him at all. So I said, look, mate, I'll give you a carton of VB for it. And, yeah, I went to Bali.
You have got to be kidding me.
A carton of the very best.
Not even a good beer, and you got to Bali.
Look,
Gabby, I love you. I love you on the mornings, but no, you have to take that back.
I've never taken that back.
Thanks, Steve. No. Thanks, Steve. I appreciate what you're saying here this morning. That is a fair dinkum good call.
Get up with
Cliffo and Gabby on Townsville's Hit 103.1.
Desi with the stars. The semi-finale was on last night, and I'm just obsessed with this show. I know that you're not, JB, but I am absolutely invested.
I'm not against the show at all.
No.
But you
don't love it like I do.
No.
Last night, though, we saw Jet Kenny eliminated, which was devastating for me because it means he's not going to get his shirt off in the grand finale. We have him joining us right now, though. Jet, how are you?
Good morning. I'm a bit sleepy. I spent most of the night just going over my dance in my head and having a few nightmares, but no, good to go out on a bit of a high, I guess, with two good dancers. No.
You did fabulously last night. Like, but considering where you started to where you've come, like, there was a lot of growth there.
Yeah, that's it. And I had the opportunity. Well, my sister Morgan, she was like, you could go and get some basic dance lessons before you start, you know. And I was like, look, I kind of just want to see how far I can get off nothing. And so my improvement was literally, you can ask Lily. She can remember the first day where I couldn't do a cha-cha walk I couldn't walk like a dancer, and I thought it was the most uncoordinated thing I'd ever done. So to make it to the semi-finals was something I never expected to do. But, so close, but so far.
Good effort.
One more week. But, yeah, I'm back next week. Everyone's back next week. So technically I didn't miss out on a week. But
okay. Well, Gabby was devastated because apparently a fair bit of shirtless dancing going down.
Yeah, there was a fair bit last night. I did have a shirt on for under one of my jackets, and then that came off, and then my elimination dancer had a singlet on, so maybe that was my downfall.
Maybe it was. Yeah, it was Craig definitely would have gone off for you if you took your shirt off.
Yeah, well, there's no way to find out now, so we just.
Was that wardrobe's decision, or was that your decision to go shirtless a lot?
No, I don't know if it was wardrobe or someone higher up, but I obviously broke my collarbone in November, so I had a lot of time off, so I was nowhere in my peak physical form, and I think it was like the first week they wanted me without a shirt on. I was like, no, I'm not ready for that at all.
Gabby's
like,
just pulled a face at me when you said you weren't in your peak physical form, and I think she's keen to
see what you're like in peak form. But I did want to ask, there's been a lot of rumours circulating about yourself and your dance partner Lily. You've been seen on multiple occasions socialising, meeting the family, doing different things. You've obviously built quite a solid relationship, but are you dating?
Yeah, look, we spend a lot of time together as dance partners. It's, you spend every day or all the hours you can dancing with one another. And then, yeah, obviously the family gatherings are all part of the filming process and the storylines and everything like that.
Don't just blame it on the storylines.
I think she wants to know, have you hooked up?
No. It's professional.
Rachel Finch and Michael Mesner are married with kids now. It is a love story from Dancing with the Stars, and I was hoping for another.
Yeah, look, we'll now that the show's done, we'll have to wait and see. There's to be anything more, but
It's because you weren't in peak physical form.
Yeah, maybe she wasn't happy with that.
She'll
come
around.
Oh, look, maybe later.
Get that 8-pack back and we'll see where we go.
Yeah.
Well, Jet, I absolutely loved watching you and I can't wait to see the finale next week. Glad to see that you're going to be back in with all the other contestants back on the dance floor. It's just been fabulous.
Yeah, no, and I'm excited to be back and, yeah, catch up with everyone. It's been what feels like forever since everyone's been there, so looking forward to that.
Well, thank you for lighting up our TV screens on a Monday night.
No, thank you for having me, and, it was great thing to be a part of.
Are we ready?
Hit Breakfast.
Woo! With Cliffo and Gabby.
If your kids are screaming, I'm bored, during their school holidays.
Is that what you did?
I'm bored all the time. My poor mother.
Yeah.
If that's what your kids are screaming, though, you might think, oh, maybe I'll take them ice skating, which is exactly what JT did across the weekend. He was like, yeah, cool, take the girls to Warina Ice Skating Rink. Coolest place in town. Do a few loops, show off my skating style, and stack it hard. You can go on our website, hit.com.au, to see the footage now. But JT massively stacked it. He fell flat on his back.
Look, I feel for the bloke because I've done the same thing. Last time I went to arena. Well, it's been years.
How old were you?
Oh, 20s.
Yeah.
In my 20s. On a bit of a date. And stacked it hard.
Yeah. I think we've all been there. But what I want to know is that when JT went down, did he pull his fingers in as quickly as he could?
Yeah,
because the rumour always was, if you fall over and you spray your fingers out, they will get run over and cut off.
Yeah. That was a fear.
That was the biggest fear I ever had.
I used to just skate the whole time with clenched fists.
Same! If you fell, like, you just went down with knuckles because you're like, you will not get my fingers.
Well, this is the first time we've seen any footage of JT ice skating, so it might have something to do with the fact that now he's retired. Maybe Paul Green's seen his skill one time and went, no, mate, look, in the off-season, we're not risking injury.
He's allowed to now.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby.
Want more Cliffo and Gabby?
Download the Hit app. This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.